The Everglades are an important subtropical ecosystem and a vital source of fresh drinking water for 8 million of us in South Florida. They face massive challenges related to development and other human activity, but there are restoration projects underway. But how do you measure the success of restoration? As WLRN's Kate Stein tells us, one way is to look to the birds.
There are a lot of birds to be found at the Loxahatchee National Wildlife Refuge west of Boynton Beach.
Woodstorks, roseate spoonbills, ibises, white ibises.
Mark Cook is an avian ecologist for the South Florida Water Management District. Every year, he and his team put out a report about the state of wading birds in Florida's Everglades. Of course, it's super exciting for avian ecologists, but it turns out the rest of us might also want to take note. The health of wading bird communities says a lot about Everglades restoration progress.
Particularly the woodstorks, the spoonbills, and the ibis, they need really high densities of prey. And so to get those high densities of prey is a function of hydrologic conditions.
Conditions like water quality, quantity, timing, and delivery. Those factors influence whether there are fish, insects, and crayfish for the birds to eat. If there aren't many birds, or if they're not in their normal habitats, other species are probably struggling too, and restoration might not be going so well. But if there are a lot of wading birds, it means there's progress. I'm Kate Stein in the Loxahatchee National Wildlife Refuge.
This year's Wading Bird Report will be released in a few weeks.